was it? Was it a few weeks ago that the Powerball lottery was up to $1 billion with a B? It wasn't too long ago, because I know I was here as your pastor, and I heard some of you joking about it. I mean, it's not even $1 billion I would need, some of you said. I'd settle for a cool $100 million. Somebody else, hey, I'm not even that greedy. $10 million's good for me. Somebody else, well, what about just a couple hundred thousand? I mean, I don't need much. We talked about what we do with that kind of money. Pay off some debts, go on some vacations. Of course, donating to church was everyone's number one priority. We're in the season of stewardship right now. We're in week 3 out of 4 on the topic. Last week we just took a little commercial interruption. And next week, as I said, is the week that we'd like to bring our pledges to church that they might be blessed and dedicated. This week, our theme is faithful with much. 2 weeks ago, we talked about being faithful with little, loaves and fishes, how God can use little things and turn them into big things. What does it mean to be faithful with a lot, to be faithful with wealth? Regardless of whether or not you consider yourself to be a wealthy person as an individual, what would you say if I told you that I believe our church is extremely wealthy in a lot of ways? Would you agree? I hope that by the end of this message you do. So first, let us start with our house, this building we're sitting in right now. It belongs to Elmhurst Presbyterian Church. Well, it belongs to God, of course, but our congregation has been entrusted by Chicago Presbytery to have this building and to use it for the glory of God. There is no mortgage on this house, no outstanding loans against it. Though there are certainly some upgrades and remodels and maintenance things I think we'd all like to see, there's nothing major wrong with this house. There's not standing water in the basement. There's no hole in the roof. The toilet's flush. The windows close and open. There's an alarm system, a photocopier, phone service, wireless internet. There are 3 floors of workable, livable, rentable, shareable, preachable space in this building. I've only been your pastor for about 3 months now, and I still walk into places in this building and say, "What's that room doing there? I didn't even know that was there. Is there a key for it?" And then I open it up, and there's a whole nother space I didn't know about. There is a ton of space in this building. I can't think of anything we would want to do in this building that we would say we could not do for lack of space. And the location, wow, location, location, location. I don't really think of Elmhurst as a place of having many busy intersections, but if there ever was a busy intersection to identify in Elmhurst, this intersection, the corner of St. Charles Road and Spring Road, would be it. We have an amazing electric sign that shares what we're up to with the world for everyone that passes by. And how about our grounds? We have a beautiful vegetable garden that is lovingly attended to by volunteers, which produces delicious, chemical-free produce to give to those who need it. Our garden has lush green grass. We have a separate butterfly garden. We can put up a bouncy house in our grass anytime we want to or walk around it. We have ample parking and a relationship with the high school that allows us to use more when we need it. Talk about human resources, shall we? In terms of part-time people, we have a music director who leads a fantastic music program, sometimes all by herself when people are sick. There's a combination of paid and volunteer musicians and technicians that she oversees, and I know I'm not the only one who loves the music here and finds it to be one of our crowning glories. It's not an accident. It happens because of great leadership. We've got a paid office manager and a custodian who keeps things humming here during the week. Our most recent staff addition is Allison, who has been hired to care for the little ones in the nursery. If you haven't met Allison, I would encourage you to stop by before worship sometime to encourage her, to tell her if life feels a little say not busy. If there's not a lot of babies yet, she should just enjoy this time, because the time is coming when she will be so busy she won't remember this time of relative silence. As far as full-time people, we've got an exceptional director of children and youth ministries who easily does the work of two full-time people, and I'm not exaggerating. And of course, you have moi, yours truly, who, even if I'm not perfect, I do work hard for you. So that's a lot in terms of paid human resources. Much, much more than any other congregation our size or smaller, I would say. When it comes to volunteer human resources, this is where we can start having some real fun. Okay, I'm going to show my age and maybe my quirky humor with this next reference, and I won't be surprised if nobody knows it, but there's a movie called Napoleon Dynamite. Does anybody know it? A few laughing people. Okay, so Napoleon is this quirky high school kid, and he has his best friend named Pedro, and he owns a llama. That tells you a little bit about this movie. And there's this one point when Napoleon, this quirky high school kid, he's talking about why he doesn't have a girlfriend. And he says, I don't have a girlfriend because I don't have any skills. You know, I don't have nunchuck skills or bow hunting skills or computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills. It's really random. Nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. But it's really funny. I'm here to tell you that the volunteers of Elmhurst Presbyterian Church have some major skills. I wouldn't even be surprised if we have nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, or computer hacking skills. But we do have skills of bear scaring. Is Greg here today? Greg was on a hike a while back, and he scared a bear that was, like, coming across his path. I think that's a skill in addition to finance. We know people in our congregation who know how to smoke brisket. We've got finance people, real estate people, lawyers, medical people, artists, teachers, caregivers. We've got designers, writers, marketing people, web and tech people, salespeople, people who know how to cook and clean and tinker, people who love hospitality and service. When you put all of these people together in one church, you have a pool of resources that seems, frankly, unstoppable to me. Okay. So building, check. Grounds, check. Staff, check. Volunteers, check. What about money in the bank? Guess what? We've got that too. Yep. Money in the bank. That's right. And because of such, we're installing a soft serve ice cream machine in the Nelson White room. No, I'm just kidding. Did I get your attention? We're not installing a soft serve machine in the Nelson White room. But we have enough money that if we wanted to do that, we absolutely could do that if we wanted to. We've got money in the bank. Not enough to say, start allowing us to stop giving to the church and live on our bank account, unless you want to say, start firing people and selling off our building. But it's enough money that makes me think, well, what is that money doing there? How are we going to use it? What's our plan for it? How are we faithful with everything that God has given us? And as I said, we have the people with the smarts and the resources and the brains to help us through this. And that's the question that I think we have today as we go forward. What does it mean to be faithful of all these amazing resources, building, human resources, money? What will we do with it all? I think there's a sense in which being faithful with much is a lot more challenging than being faithful with little. When we think back to the story of the fish and loaves from a few weeks ago, you got your bread and you got your fish. Not too many choices about what to eat. Have you ever had that weird experience when you open up your pantry or your fridge, maybe around dinner time or maybe just for a snack, and you say, oh, there's nothing to eat. But really, there's this whole fridge and pantry full of food. That's what it means to be faithful with much. It's actually a challenge. But looking at the whole pantry of food for what's there versus what's not there, that's when the true creativity comes out. That's when it changes what you cook. You say, oh, look, here's a lemon. We could use the rind and the juice, and that would maybe brighten up this pasta. And oh, huzzah, look at this. There is capers in the back. I forgot that I even had those. Before you know it, you have a whole feast laid out. So as we move into 2019, we have some major budget holes, I'm not going to lie. One of them is a $30,000 hole caused by the fact that we had to, after much prayer and heart sickness, ask one of our renters, the Lord John School, to not renew their lease. We've had to scale back on staff over the past couple of years, consolidate and slash spending. I'm not blind to these realities. This isn't a Pollyanna cover-up-the-truth sermon. But at the same time, as we consider what it means to be faithful with the resources that God has given to us, and as you all pledge generously with a forward-thinking view, I want you to know that we do it with a pantry and cupboard that is relatively full. We have a ton of resources, and we're asking God to help us figure out how to use them faithfully and maybe even give them away. That's right. We're asking God to help us how to give it all away. Our business as a church is not to store up treasure and accumulate wealth for wealth's sake. In fact, Scripture gets very clear, very fast, very grouchy about that. Scripture is very clear that we are not to store up our treasure in barns where moths can come and thieves can steal. I'm not advocating that we empty our savings account. Well, maybe I kind of am, but not really. I do believe in wise financial planning. But what we definitely can't and should not do is have fear or look for more always greedily as a solution for moving forward. I am not afraid for our future at all. I also believe that we have everything we need already. Today's scripture talked about the kingdom of heaven being like a merchant in search of fine pearls. And upon finding that one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. I heard a modern illustration of this parable, of this part of the parable, and I wanted to share it with you. A woman finds a valuable pearl in an obscure shop. The merchant says he will give it up to the woman in exchange for everything that she has. And so, wanting badly to own the pearl, she writes a check for several $1,000, emptying her savings and checking accounts. But the merchant asks, well, what about your house? So she signs over that deed. What about your two cars? She signs those both over to him as well. What about your boat and your vacation home, your stocks, your bonds, your retirement funds, your life insurance? So the woman transfers all of these over to the merchant. And then the merchant says, now the pearl is yours. The woman is delighted. She turns to leave. The merchant stops her, saying, here is all that you have given to me to purchase this pearl. I am giving these things back to you. They still belong to me, but I will let you have full use of them as long as you live. The only thing I ask is, wherever possible, share my houses, my cars, and my other wealth with those I send your way. And the woman is overcome with joy. Of course, thank you. Remember, says the merchant, you may use these things as if they are your own, but on occasion I will ask you to share them or even give them away to others. Friends, this is the kingdom of God. Everything that we have is on loan to us from God, and we have the opportunity to share it joyfully when we're asked to. God does ask us to be faithful with our resources so that we can use them to advance God's kingdom. But friends, never forget, everything that we have is already here. Our building, our human resources, our grounds, our bank account, every single one of these things is on loan from God so that we can use them, combine them with our gifts to bring hope and glory to those who have no hope. Healing to the sick, the message of God's amazing grace to all. So how will we be faithful with all that we've been given? It's an awesome responsibility, and I know that we're up for the task. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all. Amen.